The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, tonight the Sharks play their second game in as many days. It's an afternoon contest starting at 5 o'clock Pacific time against the Boston Bruins. Last night against Ottawa, the Sharks had a tight game but lost by the score of 3-2. Head coach Ryan Warsawski postgame talked about the maturity of the team in not being able to protect a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, very immature, very uncompetitive when it came to puck battles as well.
Veteran Barkley Goodrow, who picked up his first goal of the season, talked about the game.
Yeah, I would say it wasn't definitely wasn't our best game. I thought we were good in the first, and then not very good after that. So it's too many errors, not enough ozone time. Breakouts, not connected enough, and I think we were spending way too much time in our end.
A big bone of contention last night was the play of the Sharks in the second period. Defenseman John Klingberg said that the team was on its heels and then got tired out when they were caught on the ice.
Yeah, too many turnovers in the second, too much momentum for them, and they just kept coming at us from pucks not getting deep, tired people on the ice, tired minds. It makes you make mistakes, so I think that's what happened in the second.
Early in the game, the Sharks thought they had a 1-0 lead when Will Smith banged the puck into the net.
Celebrini's on the ice. He flies across the line. Makes the move on Sanderson. Tried to put it through. He put it in front. And Smith, right in front of the net, scores! Sanderson stops Celebrini, but then the puck goes to Will Smith, and he snaps one in from about 5 feet in front of the net, and the Sharks lead 1-0.
But unfortunately, after a coach's challenge, the officials ruled otherwise.
It was determined at 18:38 the play was offside. We have no goal.
Oh, man. No goal.
Smith talked about being offside on that play.
I think I just kind of took a step at half a second too early, and yeah, it cost us goal.
One of the motivating factors for the Sharks in the game came when Hayden Hodgson blasted into defenseman Mario Ferraro, knocking him out for a while.
Fabian Zetterlund, former Shark, back in town for the first time since the trade. Got it back toward the point. It does exit the zone, and the Sharks regain. Nick Cousins, big hit on Liljegren there as he had his back to him along the boards. Hard hit. Play continues. Ferraro hit hard by Hodgson now, and Mario is shaken up. Penalty coming up against the Senators as they take a look at Hayden Hodgson, known for getting penalties in his career. Mario Ferraro really shaken up there on the play along the boards, and Will Leonard, the Sharks trainer, coming out to attend, and Mario doubled over as he's being escorted off.
And it's charging. He jumped. He kind of lifted at the end, jumped off of the...
Ryan Reeves would step up to Hodgson a little bit later in the contest.
Sharks pick it back up in the neutral zone. Poked forward by Mooka Madulin with a quick flick of the stick. Got it across the Ottawa line, and the Senators will regroup there. Here they come, down the right side of the Sharks zone. How about Reeves? He knocked Hodgson from behind, and Hodgson's going after Reeves, and they are battling it out here. Reeves against Hodgson. Reeves, a bunch of uppercuts in the direction of Hodgson. Now Hodgson coming back with a left, and now they're being separated by the linesmen as Ryan Reeves certainly remembering what Hodgson did to Ferraro in the first period, and the crowd on its feet roaring at SAP Center as the players are escorted to the penalty box.
Reeves has been a huge factor in the Sharks' dressing room, and defenseman John Klingberg talked about it.
Yeah, no, I played with Revo in two other teams before, and he's a very respectable teammate, and that's what he's going to do to help your team and step up for your teammates.
Reeves makes a big impression on the younger Sharks players, as Will Smith explained.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about him. He's been awesome for this team, and he brings a great energy, and
Yeah, we all love him.
With Mario Ferraro coming back into the game and assisting on Barkley Goodrow's first of the year, Goodrow noted that that was pretty inspirational for the men in teal.
He's a guy that brings it every night. He, you know, works his butt off day in and day out, and, you know, he's kind of the heartbeat to our team.
All in all, the Sharks got caught on a couple of bad changes, including the game-winning goal scored by Tim Stützle.
Sanderson, oh boy, headman fast. It's moving in, a breakaway, into the zone, stopped in the front of the net, they score! That's going to be Stützle who gets credit for it. Batherson was coming in all by himself, making the move in there with Nick Cousins, and the puck was rolling on the goal line with Nedeljkovic making the commitment. And trailing the play, it'll be Stützle that bangs it in to give the Senators the lead.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about what the Sharks can learn from the way that Ottawa plays.
Yeah, I think they roll four lines and they're 6D. They move pucks. They defend with urgency and purpose. I don't think they really beat themselves with neutral zone turnovers. They don't beat themselves in general. So it's a good team. It's one of the better teams we've seen this year.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Greatness doesn't settle for last seed in the playoffs and an early exit. It doesn't rest on its laurels or stare at pennants in the rafters. Greatness isn't found in the past, but in the boundless promise of tomorrow. Forget business as usual, break new ground, and build something unforgettable. Win it all, then win it again. Smash records, defy expectations, usher in a new era. Greatness isn't about what you've done, it's about where you're going. Whatever you do, don't stop. SanDisk, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLshop.com. Fanatics experience.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks beat the Bruins 3-1 in the most recent meeting at SAP Center on March the 22nd, ending an 0-12-2 streak in their all-time series against Boston. Lucas Carlson got the game-winning goal at 17:37 of the third period and added an assist in his first game in the NHL in over 2 years. William Eklund had one goal and one assist, Macklin Celebrini had a pair of helpers, and Alexander Georgiev made 22 saves to get the win in goal. From the Sharks' perspective, they need to take what was good in the Ottawa game and multiply it, and take what's bad and eliminate it. Barkley Goodrow discussed what they learned from the game yesterday and how they can apply it today.
I think we just, you know, we weren't connected enough on our breakouts, and same thing on our forecheck. I think, it's a lot easier to get the puck back when you've, you know, one, two guys close together, working together, and I think we didn't have enough of that.
Where can the Sharks be better on the power play? They did get one power play goal yesterday, but they had several other opportunities. Will Smith gave us some thoughts.
Yeah, I think we just need more shots, to be honest. I think when we're in that attack mentality, we're can be a scary PP, and that's another spot that we're trying to work on.
Smith also says that the Sharks really need to bear down in the second period.
Yeah, I think we got to be better in the second period. I think when you have that change to your advantage, it can definitely help with the transition game. So I think something that we're definitely need to use for our advantage.
Catch all of the exciting action today starting at 4:30 Pacific time on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Scott Hannon joins me with the call. We'll have all of the exciting coverage right here between the Sharks and the Bruins. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, or on one of our outstanding terrestrial radio network affiliates in Northern California. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.